Listen.
There's a river I wanna swim in. There's a river I wanna live in. It's the river, river of anointing. It's the
good afternoon, Radio Land. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are in Clearwater, Florida. A beautiful place to be today. Couple little showers in the air here and there, but other than that, it is a gorgeous day here in sunny Florida. Whether you listen to us locally on the TANTalk1340.com network, or whether or not you catch this show in some other part of the globe through Starcom Media Network, welcome to every single one of you. And we are so happy to be a part of the Starcom Media Network also now. So we air live every Sunday afternoon on TANTalk1340.com at this time, and that's 3 o'clock Eastern. And this is Pastor Marcia McAllister, and this is our ninth year, Nan. Nan's in the studio in there. I'm in the control room here at the controls. That's a good place to be if you're in the control room at the controls, don't you think, Nan?
It's a very good place to be. If you're supposed to be at the controls, you better be at the controls.
That's right.
That was really good, Pastor.
Yeah, Nan Watson is part of our radio team, and joining us shortly will be Megan Kramer from Indiana, and she's also part of our radio team. And we are blessed to have a team of people who are on the show week after week. We kind of rotate around. I'm here all the time, unless I'm out of town. And in that case, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, fills in. But I tell you what, I just love to do this show, Nan. It's always a joy to be here and talk about the Lord and what He's doing in our lives. And just, oh, it's just amazing all the great things that are happening. Answers to prayer, praise reports coming in by the gallons. And it's fun.
It's fun.
I look forward
to it when I'm scheduled to be on.
Yes.
It's really exciting. And it's what's really cool about this is we don't have a set script.
We do not.
We kind of know where we're going. Songs have been prayed over and selected, and they just fall perfectly. That's the Lord. But
right.
Being here, even though we're on it, we learn something as
absolutely.
The Lord leads in that and
yes.
shows things. And that's really exciting.
Oh, it's a walk of faith in each day for all of us. But on this show in particular, yes. We have a general idea where we're going, but the whole goal is to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide through the shows and get done what He chooses to get done. He knows the listeners that will hear now live and later on our website or on Starcom Media, and He knows what the needs are. So we do our very best to listen to Him, don't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. And prayer requests and praise reports come in continually. We want to continue every show to give you that email address so that you can send in your prayer requests. And why would they want to do that, Nan?
Because the prayers are answered.
That's a real good reason.
It is a real good reason. You know, when you need, and sometimes you don't know who to reach out to, this is like anonymous. It's not like you have to put this is my name or anything like that. It's just write it in. And many times we pray for people, we don't know who they are.
Right.
But they can reach out in confidence knowing that the people on the prayer team pray.
Yes.
God hears and He moves. And He has moved in some mighty, mighty ways. And if people
wonderful.
Figure they may have a prayer request that doesn't, it is not, say, as devastating as, say, maybe cancer or things like that. God still is interested in the needs that we have. So if someone has a need, they need to call in. They can call in.
Yes.
That's okay.
Right.
Because that is a matter of a concern that is facing them or they're dealing with. So for them, it's a big deal because it's something they're facing. And prayers are
amen.
Answered as a result of people praying, the prayer team praying. It's really awesome to see that.
It really is. The easiest way to get your request to the prayer team is to write an email. That's the easiest way, an email, and do that to prayers@BOHM, and that stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So prayers@BOHM Global. Got to get the global on there, BOHMglobal.com. And then that's picked up by Pastor Jim, my associate, or Betty, who's also one of our radio team members, and Megan's mom. Megan will be on here in a minute. And they send out the prayer. And Nan, to me, it's just amazing the so many people we don't know that are using the prayer line now. That's great. And also the fact that God answers prayer, and he so does, and the praise reports abound.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah,
it
really
was. Cool to see it happen.
So we encourage you, use the prayer line. It's free. You don't have to be anybody we even know because right. This show now reaches so many more people around the globe that we don't know. So that is fine. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Keep that in your computer or someplace when you have a need, or you have a friend at work or somebody that says they really have a need for prayer. Put them on the prayer line, and our prayer team will go to work. If you want to be on the prayer team, and you know, Nan, why would they want to be on our prayer team? I mean, because we got people from all over on our prayer team.
Well, it's exciting to know that you're part of a team, team of people who seek God and pray, you know, and being on that prayer team, you know, the prayers are sent out, the prayer request is sent out,
right.
And then either Pastor Jim or Betty compose a prayer that you can actually pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's kind of praying in unison for that particular need. It is really cool to feel like you're part of a more global, large thing than just yourself.
Absolutely. So we're an interdenominational ministry. We've been around. This is our 14th year. We're not spring chickens. And I've pastored a couple churches. And this is the third one, I guess. And we are just excited that to see God moving in people around the globe. It's not just here locally. And we have people that are a part of Beacon of Hope that are in different states. And we have had in times past people in different countries. We don't know about that right now, but you never know what God is doing.
Exactly.
So anyway, we're going to start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity today on the airwaves to declare your majesty, to declare your praise, to tell our listening audience about your greatness, your power, your amazing ability to answer prayer. Lord, we do thank you right now for all these praise reports. We thank you for all that are using the prayer line. We thank you for the dedicated prayer team members who grab those requests and pray. Lord, it is a joy and a privilege to be able to pray for the needs that come in. And Lord, if there are listeners today that have needs and know of people in their lives that have needs, let them reach out and use that prayer line today. Lord, we are believing you for a great show. We know that you always move in our midst and that your anointing is upon the music and upon all that we talk about. And Lord, we're excited about this series that we've been in. And we thank you in advance for a great time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The title of the series is Fired Up.
For purpose.
With purpose.
With purpose.
With purpose. That's right.
My mind just, I gotta get focused.
Fired up with purpose. And I think we're in about the sixth or seventh week of it. We're going to wind it down in the next week or so because I got an exciting new series that we're getting ready to start. I'm not going to tell you the title of that yet. I'm working on it. So, but fired up with purpose. We're going to start today with Hebrews chapter 4. If you want to grab your Bible, unless you're driving down the road. And if you are, then you can just listen. And we're going to start with a great song. We love to have as much contemporary Christian music that really ministers to our hearts as we possibly can. And we're going to start right off with Days of Elijah.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, that's one of our favorites.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it? Woo, listen to it by Paul Wilbur. Here we go.
Thank you. Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are white in the world. And we are your laborers in your vineyard, declare.
That's talking about Jesus. Behold, he comes. Dear ones, he's coming back. Jesus is coming soon, and we don't know the hour or the moment, but we know he is. Who was, who is, that's Jesus, who is to come, and he is coming back. Behold, we're going to see him in the clouds. Nan, you've got a poem there, poem, I must say, that you've been writing. I can see it through the glass into the studio there.
Yes, indeed.
On your computer.
It's entitled, These Are My Days. The days that you now live in, I view as being my days, for I am poor, moving mightily in the land. I answer your prayers as you pray. I see the needs that you have, even what you are facing right now. Remember that I do wonderful things because I am your mighty tower. Look to me. I am coming very soon. Prepare your hearts. Share the news. Many more will come to know me as Lord as you share with them what I've done for you. The land is ripened to harvest. Share my message with them, dear one. I am coming so soon for my church. My coming is soon. It will be done.
Oh, my. What a powerful word from God in a poem form like you do all the time, Nan. Oh, my. Hang on to that. We're going to use it again in the show at some point. Let me remind me if I forget. Megan, are you on the air with us?
I'm on the air. Hi, Nan. Hi, Pastor.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, good to see you. Good to see you on the air. You know, that's just a joke.
Good to see you guys on the air, too.
Hey, Megan, wasn't that a powerful song and a powerful poem that God just gave Nan? Woo!
Amen. You know, it is a year of the Jubilee.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it can be every year. And
right.
I'll tell you what, there's nobody that knows our need more than the Lord.
Amen. Ooh, amen. And he's coming soon. And I love the fact that he reminded us of that in that poem. It just came through Nan's computer. Go ahead, Nan.
Amen.
I want to share something I really feel I need to share right at this moment, at the beginning of this show. And I was going to say is after that song fires me up.
That's
an exciting song. And
fired up with purpose?
Fired up with purpose.
Are you, Nan?
Yes,
fired up with purpose. Yes.
And there may be those listening now or at a later time listening to the show.
Right.
Who are in their mind saying, okay, that's great. You guys can be fired up with purpose with that song. I don't feel that way because of this.
Sure.
I want to encourage them to really listen.
Yeah.
And participate in their minds with what is happening in their hearts with what's happening the next 2 hours of this show.
Right. Yes.
Because I really believe God's going to break some binds in their lives.
Amen.
That are keeping
Amen,
them bound.
Man.
I believe they're going to be loosed. I believe
yes.
that God is going to give
Woo.
Clarification
we agree.
Of decisions they need to make. And I even believe people are going to be healed as a result of listening to the word. Because the word,
Amen.
As his word says, does not return to him void. And
Amen.
they can be too fired up with purpose, just as we are, because they serve the same God we do.
Amen. Woo! Wow, she's kind of crazy today, Megan.
I'm loving it. I absolutely love it because you know what? I feel like that. You know, I'm fired up with purpose because I'm saved. Because
yes.
I'm blessed.
Amen.
Because I have testimonies to share about the blessings in my life. And
right.
you know what? Let's be fired up with purpose on this show today and get out across the airwaves of what the Lord can do.
Amen. We're in agreement, the three of us, right now on Living the Good Life. If you just joined us, you better grab your Bible. We're headed for a really fantastic couple hours here. Hebrews chapter 4, starting with verse 12, which really points to what we're talking about today. And this is the writer of Hebrews is probably Paul, and this is what he said. For the word of God is living. And active. We mentioned it last week. We're going to start the show with this concept today. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give account. And I tell you what, that song was so fitting to start this show with because it says, behold, he's coming. He's coming in the clouds, and one of these days we are going to get our resurrected bodies and we are going to live throughout eternity. And that's forever. So that is pretty cool. The word of God tells us that. The word of God is alive. It's living. And it reminds us of the truths of the presence of Almighty God in our lives. And that's why we're fired up with purpose, because we know that God has a plan for each of us. Megan, talk to us about that. Woo. Praise God.
Praise God. You know, he does have a plan for every single person in this world, and he knows that plan far better than we do.
Amen.
And, you know, it's like, this is amazing because at church this morning, the pastor talked about the same scripture.
Really?
And he did. It's
praise God, I love
Holy
that.
Spirit moment, you know?
Woo!
And it's just amazing because he was talking about how so many of us will turn to family members or turn to friends for counsel.
Right.
Instead of turning towards the ultimate counselor, the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, and when it comes to matters of the heart, there's nobody that knows your heart better than the Lord.
Amen.
And that's why we need to be turning to Him and turning to the Bible so that we can be counseled correctly.
Oh, absolutely. And the Word is alive. And because it's alive, Nan quoted a minute ago, but I'm going to tell you where it was that she was just talking about. It's Isaiah 55:11. And it says, no word, this is God speaking, no word of mine shall return to me void without accomplishing what I sent it to do. And that's a promise from God for us that when we rely on the promises found in God's word, He follows through and causes those promises to happen. He's a promise-keeping God. I remember a sermon a couple years ago, Nan, you might remember it, that I preached at Beacon, that He's not just a promise-giving God, but He's a promise-keeping God.
Right.
Right? He's not just full of empty words, so to speak. He's full of promises that He's going to bring about in your life. Nan, are you busy typing something?
Yes, I am.
Megan.
But I'm listening while I'm typing, too.
Okay, that's all right. Megan, isn't it wonderful that we serve a living God who keeps His promises, not just makes them? You know, people make promises, and they, a lot of times, people don't follow through. I'm not talking about any one person in particular. I'm just talking about people, humankind in general. We're not real good sometimes about keeping our promises, but God can be trusted. Hear us out there, audience. Nan, can you hit that bell? Can you hit that bell? All right. God can be trusted to keep His promises. So what promises He's made to you, hang on, because He's going to fulfill them. Talk to us, Megan, right, and then we'll get back to Nan.
That's right. You know, and so many of the people that we rely on our lives have, I'm sure, have let you down, you know, one time or another in your life. It's just human nature. But, you know, that's the one thing that you can count on the Lord, is that no matter how many times that you've done something wrong, or you know, how many times that you've sinned, that He's not going to break His promise.
Right.
And I'll tell you, the ultimate promise is eternal life.
Woo, amen.
Your salvation.
Yes.
That's the ultimate promise.
It is. It is, it is, it is. You know, there's so often we I think, minimize the power of the Word of God. We just kind of take it for granted. It's in our Bibles. It's on our Bible apps. We have, you know, 14 different translations. But how much are we living in it? How much are we relying on those promises? Nan, you have something, and then we'll talk about that.
I do. The Lord just inspired a poem. You can be fired up with purpose. Listen to the message that I will share. Little one, I do love you so much, and for your concerns, I do care. I will work all things together for you. Look to me. Trust me. You will see. From the binds that hold you tight, you will be loosed. You will be freed. I have a special plan for you. You may not understand how it is so. I will work miracles in your life. Trust me. Through them, you will then grow. You will be able to share your story with those who are in your life. Others will be able to be fired up with purpose, too, that I will help them through their strife.
Whoa, boy, you know, that's what it's all about, isn't it, Nan?
Yes.
I mean, God gives us a promise. We see it happen. We should be, like that old song, go tell it on the mountain. You know?
Exactly.
There you go, Meg.
There you go, Megan.
Let's hear your beautiful voice. I mean, so often we get a promise, we get an answer to prayer or something, and we're just like, oh, okay. We just like take it so nonchalantly, Megan. We don't like give it the importance it needs to. We should be shouting it around. God answered my prayer. I made this request,
Amen.
And He came through, and He answered my prayer. Because when you say those things, it builds the faith of you, of your own self and everyone around you. Go ahead, Meg.
Oh, my. I just have to share this. I got goosebumps.
Okay, goosebumps,
you know,
it is.
I lost Grayson last year. And
some of our audience may not know what that means, Megan.
That's true. They may not know what that means. We had a son born last April. And had died of congenital diaphragmatic hernia, hole in his diaphragm, the 33 hours. Hard time in our lives, but the ultimate thing that I have to talk about promises and actually have a physical one to look at
right.
is a daughter of mine that was just born in March of this year, almost less than a year after Grayson passed away and went to heaven. I am holding one of my promises because the Lord told me that he giveth and he taketh away.
Yes.
And that when
yes.
there's death, there's life.
Yes.
That's in the Bible.
Yes.
And just this morning at church, it just some of those times it just hits me. And just right now, it's like I am holding one of my promises from the Lord.
Praise
God.
She is
my testimony. And it's just amazing how many people are drawn to her, even though she's a little baby, is that we get to talk about that testimony. We get to talk about the fact that we lost a child, but that the Lord came through.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes those promises might not be something that you can see, or they actually can be. And for me, that's my daughter. And it just amazes me, and I am just so grateful. And that's another reason it just fires me up, is to talk about that.
You know, and it does all of us, and we love the story of your baby, Zoe Grace. And, you know, that we did several shows last year and maybe a year and a half ago, Megan, when you got this news about Grayson.
Yes.
And that he was struggling health-wise in your womb, and then right after he was born. And some of our audience could go back on our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch some of those shows from about a year ago right now, because the stuff that God said through you, the promises he made, and the way you were able, you and your husband Ben, your mama Betty, and your daddy Joe, and little Andrew, your son, how you all really hung on to what God was saying to you. And he gave you comfort. He gave you peace in the midst of such a huge loss.
Absolutely. He sure did. And he is the only reason we made it through. He gets all the glory.
Amen. So the word of God, when he makes promises to us, man, those are two powerful poems that God's already inspired today during the show. The anointing of God is so strong right here in the radio station on Sunday afternoons.
Can
you feel it? On Sunday afternoons.
I can feel it.
I'm at the controls in here, and whoever is on the show is in the studio, so it's kind of an empty place here at the radio station compared to every day during the week. But and maybe that's a good thing, because we feel the presence of God so strongly in here today. He is mightily working. And dear ones out there in radio land, wherever you are around the globe, whatever country you're in, God wants to work in your life and remind you today that his word is full of promises for you. Nan, comment on that, and then we'll go to Megan.
They just can just read the word and find the promises and claim those promises. And there are probably many people listening who maybe don't even have a Bible.
But right.
They can get one.
Right.
They can email into us for scriptures. You can share scriptures or promises
sure.
with them, which we would provide that email address later. You know, just claim the word. You know, speak the word, claim the word. And, you know, God's promises are true. He is a promise maker. He's a promise fulfiller. What he says he'll do, he'll do. Period. And we can claim on that. And sometimes it's difficult when we don't see it coming through.
Right.
But boy, when it does.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely.
And then that faithfulness that we've had in believing, in sharing, or whatever
yes.
we did as we were trusting God for those promises or that promise, we just grow in the Lord when we see him answer
that. We just
get
stronger and stronger.
And then when we're sharing with
yes.
people, as we're sharing with people, as we're waiting for that promise to be fulfilled, we're sharing with people, then we can share back with those people. You know, look
Amen.
What he did. And they knew you when you were believing that promise in your life.
Right.
You know, they knew you then, and then they see you when you've received it, and they were with you through that
and
travel
time. And it's all about giving God the glory.
Yes.
He's the one that gets the glory. It's just our part is to grab those promises, stand on them. Don't let the devil steal them away from you. Stand strong in faith. Megan, I'm just so proud of you. You know, you're like a daughter to me. I mean, I think you are one of my daughters. I'm not sure.
Well, you're my mama.
Okay.
So. you can't deny it now.
And audience, is because Betty, her mother, and dad, Joe, and Megan were part of my congregation in Indiana when Megan was 8 or 9. So,
yeah.
Nan,
long
can you believe? See how old Megan is now? I mean.
And we're not going to say see how old you are.
Oh, no, we're not going to say that at all.
It's only Megan.
Yeah, you can talk about me within that age as you guys. So
that's right.
Don't even bring it up.
Respect your elders, Megan.
There you go.
I am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
but the promises, just think of all the years that we have had in the Word of God, all the teaching we've had and given out in the Word of God, and reminding ourselves all the time, God is faithful to perform what He says He's going to do. God answers prayer. You know, when we go to nursing home ministry, Megan, we sing that little song a lot because it's easy for the residents to sing, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me. And then that we sing a verse, God answers prayer, God answers prayer. And it just reminds me every time we do it, Nan, that He does. He so does. So the Word of God here in Hebrews 4, 12, the Word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates into dividing the soul realm. We are made up of spirit, soul, and body. Our body is our physical body that you can see. I'm looking at Nan through the glass, so I see Nan, okay? The soul is our personality, our mind, our will, our emotions. Our emotions get us into trouble sometimes, dear ones. And sometimes we can get so controlled by our emotions of the present or of the past. Our spirit is our heart. It's the place where we say, Jesus, come into my heart and live in me. Hebrews 4 says, the Word of God gets in there and shows us where we have emotional garbage and baggage or things that we need to deal with. Megan, how important is that role, the Word of God in our lives, to deal with emotional and physical stuff?
Well, you know, it's those times when we're having an emotional trial, or when we're just, you know, when we're just down. I mean, I've been there many times, but that's where, when you turn to the Word and you get one of those rhema words in the Bible, and it hits you.
I was just going to mention the rhema word, so you go ahead and explain what it is.
Well, it's a scripture or a passage in the Bible. You don't just be blatant. It just hits you right between the eyes.
Yeah.
And you know that it's meant for you. And it might knock you down on your keister. And you might need that because, you know, the Lord is not about correction. He is about loving you and reminding you of who you are in Him.
Right.
And how He loves you and cares for you and wants to heal you.
Amen.
He wants to heal you from your sin.
Yes.
He wants you to be living in the light. He wants to make those and give you your promises. And He wants us to walk with Him.
Right.
And that's what the Bible is about. The Bible teaches us His kindness, His love.
Oh, amen.
Woo. It's all of those things. It's a multifaceted, my gosh, book. It's just, it can be used in a numerous amount of ways. It can teach you about His love, about His compassion, about, you know, why Jesus came to the earth to fulfill all of these things that the Lord had for us. It's just, you can't even put a sentence to it because it's just so phenomenal.
You know what? That was an excellent description you just gave, and it is so true. The Word of God does have times we open it and it's a verse hits us and we realize, oh, I'm guilty of that. I want that out of my life. Lord, forgive me. You know, or we open it and it says, God just loves you so much. Or it's the kindness. You just referred to kindness. I love, there's a verse in Romans chapter 2. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance because He's so kind and loves us so much. Nan, another song we sing at nursing home. Next Sunday's nursing home Sunday for us. The first Sunday of every month, we go to Palm Garden in Clearwater, have a service full, people in the hallways. It is amazing what God does. What's the song we always sing?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Jesus loves me.
Yeah, we do, because we want to get that down on the inside of our parishioners there at Palm Garden. And we need to be reminded of that, don't we, Megan? Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I may have messed up 10 times today, but He still loves me in the midst of it, right? All three of us are mothers. Nan has a son. I have three kids and 9 grandkids. two of those are actually great-grands. And I don't usually admit that. But Megan, you have 3, actually. Grayson's in heaven, so you have 3. And all of us as mothers realize the importance of loving children and grandchildren regardless of when they mess up, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Are you thinking of Andrew right now?
Oh, I'm thinking of little Andrew. Yes, I am.
He's five.
He's five, and sometimes it's just like, oh, buddy. You know, they test your patience, but just when you kind of, you got to take a moment back and say a little prayer before you react.
Right.
Sometimes it's kind of trying.
Well, but you know, when you think about it as parents, God feels that we are his children. And he looks at us and he says, wait a minute, I've given you a promise to cover that. Okay. And we had to get in the word. Nan, I think that the complacency and the laziness of so many Christians has got to change in these last days. We've got to get serious about learning the word of God and knowing where we can find these promises and then living them and banking on them, taking them to the bank.
Well, you know, some people just view church as that's what they do on Sunday mornings.
Right. Hey,
there's a lot of good
we
people.
We don't do that on Sunday morning anymore,
well,
do we?
We don't, but,
ours know, is Friday night.
Ours is Friday night. But a lot of people, they just go to church because that's what they do. That's
right.
The proper thing
yeah.
to do.
Right.
And that's good that they're there. That's
sure.
great. But there's more to it than just attending a church on Sunday morning and maybe even on Sunday night. And you may even do Wednesday night and you may do the monthly whatever. There's more to it than that. It's more of a relationship. It's the relationship
Amen.
That you have with our Heavenly Father. It's the relationship that you have, the dialogue that goes on back and forth between you two.
Amen.
That dialogue is carried through by the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Woo! You know, you talk to Him, He talks to you, you talk to Him. It just He leads you, He guides you, He shows you things. I mean, how cool is that?
I propose to both of you that it is so wonderful that we have all these promises. It is so wonderful that the Word of God is alive and it works on the inside of us. But I also propose to both of you that a lot of people are not fired up with purpose for the very reason that we're talking about today, because they're not in the Word very much at all. Do you agree with me, Nan? And then we're going to ask Megan.
I do. There's power in the Word of God, you know, and to be fired up with purpose, that's
yes.
a powerful thing, is to be fired up with purpose. And you need the Word of God to help fire you up.
You got to have
with
it.
Purpose. You have to have that. I mean,
gotta yeah, have it.
There's power. I mean, look at the example of when Satan came to Jesus and tried to tempt him after Jesus had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus used
the word.
I mean, the Son of
all
God, Jesus
times.
Christ, used the word all three times.
That's what
and
he
speaking
did.
Speaking back to him.
He didn't just try to dialogue with the devil
no.
and say, well, leave me alone. Come on.
No.
I'm the King of Kings. No, he just quoted the word all three times. That story is found in Matthew chapter 4. If you want to go there and read it, the first few verses of Matthew 4, and that Jesus is our example. That's a great example,
it
man.
It seems like he said, it is written.
He said, it is written.
It is written. And there may be people who are don't know where to go. I mean, if you want to look up, say you need joy. Joy is promised us.
Right.
There's different, even if you don't have a Bible, you can go online. I use BibleGateway.com, but there's different ones online that you can go search out the version of Bible that you want to use, type in a word to search for, and there you have it. In fact, one time I had gone through the word joy, and I picked up every verse in the Bible that went through joy. And I have two Christians that I work very closely with in my office now. God brought them there, and we all need joy around there. So I gave them a copy of Joyce. Joy.
Yeah.
So one day she goes, I've been reading through the Joy Scriptures, you know.
Wow.
And then, ironically, I had found where I'd composed it into a Word document, the word peace.
Right.
And I'm like, I happened to find it on a thumb drive. It was 4 years ago I did that. So I printed that out and gave it to them.
Woo!
Peace. And
praise
they're speaking
God.
The word. They're speaking
there
the
you
word.
Go.
They're
speaking there you go.
The word. You know, you have to have the word to speak. You have to know it to speak it.
You have to.
If you don't know where to go to find it, you can find it.
Whoa.
If you have any questions, you can email in you at our
pastor@bohmglobal.com.
And you can share with them.
I'd be happy to. Megan, comment on that before we go to this next song.
Well, you know, when you're in the Bible, you're feeding your spirit. And
exactly.
When you feed your spirit, you aren't full of doubt. You aren't full of fear because
right.
you know the promises.
Yes.
And you know that he's going to live up to them.
Right.
So it's a different type of lifestyle when you're in the Bible.
Amen. And you got to be. You know,
right.
Listeners, there's no substitute for spending time. You can get a great daily devotional. One that a lot of us use is Sarah Young, Jesus Calling. And there's a great one, My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. There's all kinds of great devotionals out there. I think Joyce Meyer, I'm sure Joyce Myers has one.
She does.
And there, Kenneth Copeland. There's so many out there. Go to your Christian bookstore and look through them and get something and read it every day, and it will be such a blessing to you. This next song is by the group Hillsong, and we will rejoin Nan and Megan in just a moment. The title of this is Oceans.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand.
I love that song. Oh, Megan, talk to us, and then we'll get to Nan here. I love that song. So often we just get swallowed up by the situation we're in, right? And we look at the water, and we're getting ready to sink, and I love that song. Go ahead, Meg.
That song will bring you to your knees.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
In fact, that song ministered to me many times over the past year and a half.
Yeah.
Because there are times in our lives where our faith can be tested.
Yes.
But, you know, I am sitting here listening to that song, and I got led to Hebrews 11:1.
Mm-hmm.
It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Right.
And that's where, when we're out on the waters, when they get rough, is when we have to depend on Him, just like the song said.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes our feet may fail, just like the song says, but He's there to keep our eyes above the waves.
Mm.
And He has done that for me many times over the past year and a half. And that's when we, as Christians, and as we grow with the Lord, that we learn that relying on Him,
amen,
will be and is the only thing that will get us through.
Oh, the only thing. Absolutely. We have got to be so in touch with Him and realize that He is the one we run to. Nan, do you have something?
I do. I am here anytime you need me. Call out to me. I will help you. I will comfort you even now. I will lead you in what you are to do. Don't look at the circumstances, but rather look unto me. You will make it through this. You will learn as you clearly see. You can be fired up with purpose. Trust me, you really indeed can. I will help you in your trying moments. I will lift you up by my mighty hand. You can be fired up with purpose. Read my word, learn of it, consume such. You will lead others to come to me. They can be fired up too because of my loving touch. Be fired up with purpose this day.
Whew, absolutely. And when we grab a hold of this, and Megan, I love you bringing in Hebrews 11:1. It goes right along with Nan's poem, that as we reach out and take these promises that God has given us, and we take them by faith. Let's go to Hebrews 10, the chapter right before what you just mentioned, Megan. Hebrews 10:19, and here's what Paul says. So, friends, we can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of His sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is His body. And that's talking about Jesus dying on the cross. In verse 22 of Hebrews 10, so, and I'm in the Message Bible here, so let's do it, full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps His word. I love that in the Message right there, those two sentences. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps His word. Talk to me about that, Megan, then we'll go to Nan for a comment.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that when Jesus died on the cross, that was the day that our sins would be forever forgiven. And when we approach the throne, or when we approach the cross, we can leave those sins at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
At the foot of the throne.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you don't want to go back, because once you do that, the walk forward is beautiful.
Yes.
The walk forward, yes, is going to have trials. Yes, it's going to test your faith. But you know what? That's when you stand up and you proclaim your faith, no matter what you're going through. Because I'm going to tell you what, if I can do it, you can do it.
That's exactly right. And you're a good example of that. Nan, talk to us.
God makes us promises in the Word, and sometimes we're like, is that really for me?
Right.
I don't see you moving in that quickly enough, Lord. I'm not receiving as fast as I think I should. And is it those times sometimes that doubt, Satan
right.
will try to bring doubt to come?
Absolutely.
What we need to do is we need to reflect back on promises He's made us in the past that He's fulfilled.
Right.
Or get in the Word. Look at the promises that's been made in all kind of stories throughout the Bible. It's
yes.
like a great storybook.
It's not
a storybook as in sense of not being real.
It's real.
It's the Word of God, inspired
right.
by God, through many, many people, and it all comes together into one great you know,
amazing
a item, a great Bible. But there's so many, you know, promises. I mean, just grab hold of some of those and read those and let them increase your faith. You know, that's what I have done at times. Go back and read about how Abraham was promised a child.
Sure.
And God took him out and said, you see all the stars in the sky. Your family's going to be like that. There's a lot of stars in the sky, especially they didn't have lights and lamps and lights around like we do now. So you could really see, you know, like you can see it out in the country. You can really see the stars. Here we can't see that many stars, you know.
Right.
But there's a lot of stars up there. But that's just one promise. There's so many other promises. The promise of Jesus coming in the form of a baby through a virgin to come to die for our sins and rose again. That's a promise. That's that's our big promise. That's how
that's
we're here. That's why we're here.
Right.
But there's all kinds of things. So they don't have something specific they can point in their own life, look back in the Word, hold on to those promises and realize and claim them. Claim what God has promised you and you will have it. You will have it.
Amen. I'm going to read those two sentences again from Hebrews 10 verse 20. Two or three. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. Megan, your turn.
Well, you know,
tag,
you're it.
Tag, you're it. Eeny, meeny, mo. No, you know, you got to learn the Bible so that you can learn about the promise.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and go to church. Go online and Google promises made in the Bible. And, I mean, you'll be amazed at all the things that, like the Bible Gateway that Nan mentioned that will come up that will show you and start leading you into where all of these promises are made throughout the Bible. But I can't reiterate enough that the main promise is salvation, that the Lord wants to save you.
Yes.
And he wants to save you from the quicksand that you're in right now.
Yes.
Because I know that there are so many people around this world that don't think that there's anything left for them in this world. And, you know, just a few weeks ago, a friend of ours lost her brother to suicide because he thought that there was nothing else.
Wow.
And, you know, there is something else, people, and it's much higher and much greater than we are, and that's God. That's
absolutely
the Lord, that's Jesus, that's the Holy Spirit. And, you know, he wants you in his reach.
Yes.
He doesn't want you out standing alone because that's not why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to be our advocate at the throne. And he wants to pray for you. He wants to intercede for you to the Lord. And, you know, I just can't stress enough that, you know, stop relying on earthly sources of soothing yourself, drugs, alcohol, other people, I mean, sin. Stop doing it and turn and face the Lord and face those sins and repent of them because
Amen.
He will forgive you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's just where it all lies at. I just can't reiterate that enough.
Excellent. In the next sentence in Hebrews 10, and we're in about 22 to 25. In the Message Bible, it says this and goes along right with what both of you are just talking about. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out. Not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. The big day is the day Jesus is coming back. We started this show with the days of Elijah, that song, Behold, He Comes. You know, He's coming, riding on the clouds, He's coming. And, you know, the verse in Hebrews 4:12-13, verse 13 ends with, we all have to give an account. You know, we will have to deal with our past, and praise God if our past is under the blood of Jesus and we're Amen. Forgiven, and we need to be encouraging people that there's an answer for the sin and the depression and the anxiety and the loneliness and the fear and everything that so many people that we know live in. There is an answer for that, and his name is Jesus, and he is the Word, and he's got tons of promises in his Word, the Bible, to show us that he's going to see us through every difficulty. Just Megan, just like you guys losing little Grayson last year, God saw you through that, and you came out on the other side with a stronger testimony.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I have to share that, you know, I occasionally have visions from time to time. And while I was pregnant with Grayson, I had a vision of Jesus holding my son. And my son, and Jesus was sad. And I didn't share that vision with anyone because I didn't want people to think that I was giving up on Grayson's life. Because
oh, this is while you were still pregnant.
Yes, this is
that's right. I remember that. You shared that with me a long time ago. Yes, I remember.
I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just showed me what was coming. It was preparing me, but it also showed me, and can tell the audience is listening, is that Jesus is sad when we're sad.
Yes.
He
oh,
didn't
praise
take
God.
Grayson from me to hurt me.
Yes.
But it did hurt him to take him. It did make him cry.
Yes.
But then on the other side of it, there was another vision after he was gone, just a couple of months later, of Jesus holding another child and handing me that child, and he was smiling. And so to me, that was Zoe. That was another promise that he was
your little baby
me.
Girl. Yeah.
Yes. That, you know, that Megan, I'm not going to take from you. I'm going to give you life.
Oh, praise
and,
God.
And that he did. And, you know, that's just when we're walking with the Lord, when we start learning about him, there's such a comfort and such a peace that comes with learning of him and learning and hearing about the Bible. Just all of the miraculous stories and things that are written in that Bible, you know, it should make people, like, it should be so inquisitive that you just can't, you just want to read it. You just want to learn about it.
Amen.
You just want people to teach you, because when you get down, sorry, I'm getting on a soapbox.
You are on a soapbox.
When you get down and you find your spiritual power,
right.
You want to feed it.
Woo,
and I'm
yeah.
telling you, the only way to feed it is to get into the Bible.
Amen.
And get into those promises, because that fuels you and that makes you live with purpose.
Woo! Mm. Very well said. Wow. I tell you what, this is a great show. And we still have another hour to go, and we're so glad that we do. And there's so much more we want to talk about today that's going to bless you and help you. We mentioned at the top of the hour about our prayer team. Megan's mother, Betty, and my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, are the ones that head up that prayer team, and they will be more than happy to have you join the prayer team. Just send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for our long name, Beacon of Hope Ministries, and so it's shortened now, and it's easier. prayers@bohmglobal, got to get the global in there, .com. We've got a brand new thing that we've started back in September. Megan, you want to mention that before we get to the top of the hour here? Go Yard is another show we do every week here on Thursday nights.
Absolutely. Go Yard is a life coaching show. And you guys are on from 6:06 p.m. to 7 on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's you, Mama Mac.
That's my other
Dr.
name.
Dr. Angel Falzoni. That's right. That's Mama Mac and Dr. Angel Falzoni. But you guys get on there, and every week it's a new topic. Or sometimes you guys carry things over because you just don't have enough time to
right.
talk about life's importance and the things that we experience on a day-to-day basis. And it helps and coaches people on how to deal with things.
It's
you just got to tune in.
And you can call in with comments and questions. You can text in. And by the way, I'll give you that number now if you want to text in during our second hour now. It is 727-888-4171. Comes directly to my phone if you want to comment or send a question. 727-888-4171. So Go Yard, that's the name of the show, which means hitting a home run in life instead of striking out. Go Yard is every Thursday night on this station, Tantalk1340.com, at 6:06 p.m. Then it airs in the Starcom Media Network at a lot of different times. We are so grateful to that Starcom Media. I had a long talk a couple days ago with the owner, Ed, and he's putting Go Yard on many different times and filling it in, you know, different slots. So it's really gaining a lot of airplay around the globe. So we thank God for that, for our association with Starcom mm-hmm. Media. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area on Friday nights, we welcome you to join us for the gathering, the Friday gathering. Nan, just in a couple seconds, what do we do on Friday nights?
We study the Word. It's open. We get to ask questions and we talk about it, and we can bring dinner after work to eat, and we have time of praise and worship, and we just have fun.
We do. And we are also getting ready to, so I won't say this yet, Megan, so I'm getting ready to say it. We are working on a way to make this available on the web, active, live on Friday nights. And that is in the works, and we will let you know as soon as that is finished, that project. And it'll be one of those things you can go to a website and listen live while it's going on.
That's awesome.
So God bless each one of you. Hang on for our second hour, station identification. Here we go.